Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
At 6:53 on Wisconsin's Morning News, friend of the program, Lori Nickel, two-time sports writer of the year for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, on with us this morning. Can you see us on the live stream, Lori?
I can, yes. I've been laughing with you all morning.
Do you anything you notice about what Eric and I are wearing today?
Oh.
Now, Eric's
matching hoodie.
Eric's upset about it. I really don't care.
Right when I walked in this morning.
I noticed that you were wearing a hoodie, which is not usual for you, Eric.
Yeah, and the one time I do it, Lori, he's got the same thing on.
Same color, olive and everything. This is literally my favorite thing in the closet. As you know, I've talked about, I really don't care about getting dressed.
And that's why I can't wear hoodies to work.
Well, do you want me to schedule it, or what am I supposed to do here, Lori?
You definitely have to communicate better. This is, that's a big deal, for sure. But it brings out the color in your eyes.
My wife makes fun of me because I'll be like, I'll get dressed and, we'll be going someplace and I'll see her with the same, similar color on or something. I'm like, oh, come on. Now I got to change. She thinks I'm crazy.
No, that's cute for couples. It's actually really cute to be matching for couples. So good job, boys.
Well, we're a couple in one way or another. So
anyway.
I think you look great. Wanted to talk to you, Lori, because we've talked from time to time, and you maybe more than any other sports writer that I read regularly, you've really focused in on the mental health and mental state of these young athletes right now whom we watch on Sundays or what have you. And we had the situation with Romeo Doubs with the Green Bay Packers. As badly as that was handled initially, it seems it was handled very well after he initially skipped practice a couple of weeks and took that suspension. What's your read on where the Packers are at with him right now?
Well, a couple of things. They kind of, had put a bubble around him to protect him a little bit. A couple of players came to his defense, and they did it. A couple of guys did it before the game, before his big 2-touchdown game, which I think is really impressive. I don't think that's that unusual, though. I mean, we can go all the way back to the days of, like, Johnny Jolly when he was suspended for the team for issues like that. I don't know if you remember. And the guys rallied around him then, too. But I think what was really critical was watching Coach Matt LaFleur and how he handled the reconciliation, because he's managing this huge locker room of players and all the expectations that come with it, without really knowing what Romeo Doubs was upset about. And he's got to get everybody back together and on board to play the game. And he's the one who issued the suspension. And it's the second time in 10 months or so that he's issued a team-issued suspension, which is fairly rare. NFL ones for substance abuse, stuff like that, or substance failure problems, that's one thing. But a team-issued suspension is still pretty unusual. So how Matt kind of tried to talk about it, but also not make it a big deal, not throw anybody under the bus, be honest about where he was standing with things. He was pretty impressive, I thought, on Wednesday when he handled those questions. So it was pretty good in a lot of ways.
I think one thing we forget, and I bring this up to Eric all the time, we as fans, we look at this and think it's the greatest job in the world, and I think it is in so many ways. At the same time, this guy, I mean, Doubs is 24. He's in his third season. He's still a really young guy.
Yeah, kid.
And this is where he works. So we all have bad days at our work. We all have bad things. But, we obviously watch these guys. We're fans of them. So everything is, under the microscope.
And fans aren't always nice.
Right. So, but we forget sometimes these are young people at work.
Right. Well, and I wanted to ask you guys this, too. I'm kind of a really bad reporter. In this way, I will not rush to judgment in the first 24 hours of anything. I will not make any opinion on anything. And if anything, if you watch this case, you shouldn't judge at all. We don't know the details. We don't know what was really upsetting him. Bill Huber did a really good job with his reporting for SI.com, and he mentioned that Doubs was unhappy with his opportunities. But really, as good as that is to reveal that information, and it's probably why the Packers couldn't keep it, the issue private anymore and call it a personal matter, they had to go public, we still don't know exactly what the issue was. But it was obviously bad enough that he stayed away from practice for one and maybe was told to stay away for a second one or whatever. So we have to understand that with teams and any business situation, we don't know the whole story. We may never know. Dobbs has been very, very careful not to go there. He doesn't want to talk about it, whatever it is. He's done several lengthy interviews, and he's been very apologetic and contrite. Even his celebrations on the field were muted at best. So let's understand. So as a reporter, that's I'm supposed to speculate all day, right? But I won't do it because we just don't know. And that's, you know, fire me, I guess.
Lori Nichol with us this morning. Next week, all three of us, we're going to wear the same thing.
Oh, yeah, good.
I'll send you the memo.
Okay,
6:58 on Wisconsin's Morning News.